July 20, 1925, the immobility in which grace finds itself. Sorrow of Jesus. The soul who lives in the divine will is the favorite of grace. As I was in my usual state, after going through most bitter privations of my sweet Jesus, finally he made himself seen. And without even saying a word to me, he placed me in a painful position, in perfect immobility. I felt life, but I had no motion. And while feeling pain, I was unable to writhe because of the pain I felt, but I was forced by the presence of Jesus and of his most holy will to remain immobile. Then, when my blessed Jesus pleased to do so, he stretched out his arms to grab me and pressed me to his womb. And he said to me, "My daughter, did you see how painful is the state of immobility? It is the hardest state, because even while feeling bitter pains, motion is a relief, it is a sign of life. Contortions are mute voices, which ask for help and move to compassion those who are around. You have experienced how painful that is. But do you know why I placed you in this state of immobility? To make you understand the state in which my grace finds itself, and to receive a reparation from you. Oh, in what a state of immobility does my grace find itself! It is life and continuous motion, and is in continuous act of giving itself to the creatures. But the creatures reject it and render it immobile. It feels the life, it wants to give life, and it is forced by human ingratitude to remain immobile, without motion. What pain! My grace is light, and as light, it naturally spreads. But the creatures do nothing but spread darkness. And while my light wants to enter into them, darkness spreads, paralyzing my light and rendering it as though immobile and without life for the creatures. My grace is love, and contains the life which can ignite everyone. But the creature, loving something else, renders this love as though dead for her, and my grace feels the most harrowing pain because of the state of immobility in which creatures put it. Oh, in what most painful constraints does my grace find itself! And this, not only from those who openly call themselves evil, but also from those who are said to be religious, pious souls. And many times, because of trifles, because of something which is not to their liking, a fuss, a most vile attachment, or because they do not find the satisfaction of their own wills even in holy things, while my grace is all motion and life for them, they render it immobile, and they cling to what they like, to their fuss, to human attachments, and to everything in which they feel the satisfaction of their own self. Therefore, in the place of grace, they put their own self as life and as their own idol. But do you know who is the comforter, the indivisible companion, the one who enraptures the motion and the life of my grace, even more? She accelerates its motion more and more, and not even for one instant does she render it immobile. It is the soul who lives in my will. Wherever my will reigns, my grace is always in motion, it is always in feast, it always has something to do, it never remains grieved or idle. The soul in whom my will reigns is the favorite of my grace. She is its little secretary, in whom it places the secrets of its sorrows and of its joys. It entrusts everything to her, because my will has sufficient space in order to receive the deposit which grace contains. Because she is nothing other than the continuous birth from my supreme will.